Good morning and welcome to Kettle Latte. Chuck Meether here, serving up another Kettle Latte as we approach the end of a year. And no doubt you probably have heard this already, that come January 1, 2020 will truly be hindsight. But we're not there yet. We are still in 2020. So with that, we are at Lord's Day 50, 125. What is the fourth petition? Give us this day our daily bread, that is, be pleased to provide for all our bodily need, so that we may thereby acknowledge that you are the only fountain of all good, and that without your blessing, neither our care and labor nor your gifts can profit us. That we may therefore withdraw our trust from all creatures and place it in you alone. So we wrestled with the virus this year, and how pertinent, how applicable this formulation is for us, because he provides for our every need, even during crazy times such as we are in. Psalm 104, 27 through 28, these all wait for you that you may give them their food in due season. What you give them, they gather in you. You open your hand, they are filled with good. And then we go over to Deuteronomy 8:7. So he humbled you, allowed you to hunger, fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by everything that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. And then let's go back to the New Testament, Matthew chapter 6. Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And then let's wrap it up with Psalm 37. Trust in the Lord and do good, dwell in the land, and feed on his faithfulness. And delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. And there is so much more scripture, as there typically is, behind these formulations. But let us just do that today, shall we? Rest in the Lord as we finish up this year and begin another. So as always, walk with the King today and be a blessing.